Governor Snyder laid out his plan to revamp Detroit schools back in April. The CPA governor focused on the district's finances, specifically a debt burden of more than $500 million.
Detroit Public Schools has crushing debt on it. It's accumulated over many years. That takes away from resources for the educational process.
His plan was to create a new district that would focus on educating kids, and the old district and its elected school board would exist solely for the purpose of collecting taxes and paying off that debt. The state would pick up the costs of the new district with the money coming from the school aid fund. The new district would be run initially by an appointed commission and a school czar with sweeping authority to make changes, including closing school buildings, and that would include closing charter schools. The response was nearly unanimous. Almost everyone found something to hate.
When the quality of our schools are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
That's right, we stand up and fight back!
This group of about 80 Detroiters marched from the city to the state capitol in Lansing to register their displeasure. Kalee Coleman says families living in the city's neighborhoods want to be consulted about the makeup of the new plan and things like schools opening or closing and the services they'll offer.
There's right now no community input, and that's what we're really fighting for, because our communities have no voice.
Detroit lawmakers dislike the fact that the plan would not immediately return control of the city's schools to an elected school board following years of emergency management. Also, charter school operators are unhappy with a local schools chief with a lot of authority over them. Outstate lawmakers see at least the potential for their schools to lose money if the school aid fund is raided to pay for Detroit schools. And after the grand bargain that allowed Detroit to exit bankruptcy, the Flint water crisis, a roads package, a lot of lawmakers, especially Republicans, suffer from bailout fatigue, meaning there's little interest in new projects that will cost big bucks. State Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff says it will not be fast or easy to work through all those objections.
And I don't have a timeline on this, except for the fact that we'd like to solve this issue. We'd like to solve it with our friends from the other side of the aisle as well.
In order to get Democratic legislators on board and support, we have at least got to get the bills to a level of comfortability for those to get on board.
Democratic State Representative Brian Banks chairs the Legislative Black Caucus. In fact, finding lawmakers of either party willing to sponsor any portion of a Detroit schools rescue package has been tough. No bills have been introduced, meaning the discussions are entirely conceptual at this point. Governor Snyder says the debt crisis facing Detroit schools is building, and if the district defaults on its obligations, taxpayers across the state are on the hook for a lot of that. And litigation could make that even more expensive, to the point of threatening the stability of the school aid fund. Snyder says the cost of a Detroit schools bailout is big, but the cost of doing nothing is even bigger. I'm Rick Pluta at the state capitol.